Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Vav, and we are at the two dots, smack in middle of Daf Hei Amid Beis, Marois Negoim, Shnayim, Shehein, Arba. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna Matzar V'Shivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refua Shalema, for Yor Yeshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo Ben Chaya Leah, and Chavim Miriam, Bas Malka Freda. So, the topic of today's daf is going to be very much a digression from the core sugyas of Maseches Shavuos, even very much a digression from the digressions of the core sugyas of Maseches Shavuos, and that is the laws of Marois Negoim. Why are we talking about Marois Negoim? It's because the Mishnah, when it mentioned a bunch of things that are Shtai and Shein Arba, mentioned Marois Negoim, which are also not Shtayin Shein Arba, but if you look carefully, Shnayim Shehein Arba. Now, as it relates to the definition of Shnayim Shehein Arba, it's referring to Negoim, Marois Negoim, specifically white Negoim, two of which are mentioned Mefurish in the Torah. The other two are not mentioned Mefurish in the Torah. In fact, they're toldos of the two that are mentioned Mefurish in the Torah. In totality, in summation, there are four of these white Marois Negoim. The way the four are presented are 2 plus 2, two that are Mefurish, avos, two that are not Mefurish, toldos. Hence, we have this nusach of Marois Negoim being Shnayim Shehein Arba. Now, the way the daf is going to begin is with an abridged version of the first Mishnah of Maseches Negoim. So I think it's kedai just to read the Mishnah from Negoim, talk a little bit about it, precap the daf, and then Be'ezras Hashem, do what we do. So Maseches Negoim begins, Marois Negoim, Shnayim Shehein Arba. And then the Mishnah goes and lists what the four Negoim are. Baheres, Azo Kasheleg, Baheres is bright like snow. Shniela, its tolda, is Kesida Hechel, it's white, but the color of white is not snow. Rather, the color white is like the lime, the plaster, the paint that was on the walls of the Hechel. The Haseis, as it relates to the Nega of Seis, it's white, Kekrum Beitza, like the membrane of an egg, not the eggshell, but this is the inner membrane of an egg. Shniela, its Toda is Kitzemer Lavan, white like white wool. Divrei Rav Meir, Azoi Halt Rav Meir. The Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim hold, Haseis is Kitzemer Lavan, that Seis is like white wool. Shniela, its Toda is Kekrum Beitza, it's like the white of the membrane of an egg. Now, our Gemara, we said, brings an abridged version of this Mishnah, and the part that it brings is the sheet of the Chachamim. The part that it omits is the sheet of Rav Meir. And really, the Inyoneinu, all we need is the sheet of the Chachamim. And that is Marois Negoim Shneim Shehin Arba, Baheres Azo Kasheleg Shniela Kesid HaHechol, Seis is Kitzemer Lavan, Shniela is Kikrum Beitza. So high level, what the Mishnah said is that there are four different types of Marois Negoim. It's Shnayim Shehin Arba. The Shnayim get names, Baheres and Se'es respectively. By the way, if you were Mavisedral last week, you know that Baheres and Se'es are mentioned Mefurish in the Torah. Hence, it's for that reason that they are Avos. The other two are referred to as the Shnielas. So the Baheres has a Shniela, the Se'es has a Shniela. Additionally, the Mishnah mentions the different shades of white. So the Baheres is Azokasheleg, its tolda is white kesida hechel. The seis is kitzemer lavan, and its tolda is kikrum beitza. Now, this is where it gets tricky right at the onset. From the standpoint of ranking the whiteness of these four negaim, highest to lowest, the order would be as follows: white like snow, sheleg; white like tsemer, wool; white like the Sid HaHechel, and white like Krum HaBeitza. Which means, if you take those shades and you attach them to what the Mishnah said, the order would be Baheres 1, Se'es 2, the Tolda of Baheres 3, and the Tolda of Se'es 4. So when you read the Mishnah mentioned it, Beheres, it's Tolda, Se'es, and it's Tolda. But in the order of whiteness, it's really of, and it's Tolda, Tolda. That's the way it plays itself out when you're determining what's the whitest versus what's the least white. Now, from the fact that the Mishnah mentioned that there's an of Tolda relationship between these four Nagon, it's not just four Nagon, but it's Shnayim Shehein Arba, that means there's some halachic significance over the fact that there's an of and Tolda. Now, specifically, 1 and 3, Sheleg and Sida Heichel have a Tolda of relationship. 2 and 4, Tzemer and Krumabeya have this Tolda of relationship. But there has to be some halachic significance. Because if there's no halachic significance, then just tell me there's 4 Nagon, right? 2 are mentioned Mefurish, the other 2 not, whatever. But at the end of the day, a lot of things that are Deiraisa that are not mentioned Mefurish in the Torah. And by the way, we're going to see this drushes from where we know all these different halachas. But the point is that being that it's mefurish in the Torah that is for l'may nafkamina that you have this av and this tolda relationship. Clearly, there has to be some nafkamina. Chazal understood that the nafkamina is with regards to tziruf. In other words, in order for a nega to be a nega tameh, it would have to be of a certain shear. That shear is the size of a gris. The question is, could two negon be mitzarev to a gris, or could two negon not be mitzarev to a gris? That's where it's negeya, this av and tolda relationship. An av could be mitzarev with its tolda, and not with somebody else's tolda. So you want to know why it's negeya, this av tolda relationship. It's negeya, the halacha of tziruf. It's negeya, the halacha that 1 and 3 could be mitzarev because 1 and 3 have this av tolda relationship, and 2 and 4 could be mitzarev because 2 and 4 have its of and tolda relationship. Incidentally, as it relates to the 2 avos, the Baharis and the Seis, they could also be mitzarev. Rashi a few times brings a teres kayanim, learns from the word v'hoya that it says in the parasha of Nagon, that we learn from there that the 2 avos, the 2 Nagon that are mentioned in Furish in the Torah, are going to be able to be mitzarev. But the point is, where it's nageya, this av tolda relationship, is with regards to being mitzarev. So if you would have a half a gris of Baharis, which is white like snow, and you would have a half a gris of a nega, which is kesida hechel, being that that's 1 and 3 respectively, if you're keeping score, so it's an av tolda relationship, they would be mitzarev. But if you would have a half a gris of shelig and a half a gris of white, that's kekruma beitza, being that kruma beitza is not a tolda of beheres, it's a tolda of se'es, so now it's already two different families, mamish sechnish. It is not mitzarev, and as a result, you're not going to end up having the share of the gris. Again, let's just chazer over what we just said, because if we don't get this, we're not getting anything. So the Mishnah begins, Maris Negoim Shnayim Shehein Arba. There's 4 types of white Negoim that are Tame. 2 of them are considered avos because they're mentioned before in the Torah, Beheres and Se'es respectively. Each one of the avos also have a tolda. And that's why we mentioned it in this funny way as being Shnayim Shehein Arba. In terms of the colors of the 4, the Baharis is white like snow. Its tolda is white like the Sidha Heichel. The Se'es is white like Tzemer Lavan, like white wool. And its tolda is white Kikrum Beitza. In terms of the ranking of what's whitest to least white, it's not in the order that it's mentioned in the Mishnah, but rather it's white like snow, which is the Baharis, white like white wool, which was the Se'es, the 2 avos, then comes white like the Sid HaHechel, which is the Tolda of Baharis, and then comes white like Krum HaBeitza, which is the Tolda of Se'es, which means that when you look at it from the Av and Tolda relationship, 1 and 3 are Avos, and 2 and 4 are going to be obvious as well. What is obvious and told us? Where is it negeya, this av told the relationship? At the end of the day, they're all negam, they're all going to be tame regardless. It's negeya regarding the tziruf. An av could be mitzaref with its tolda, but an av cannot be mitzaref with somebody else's tolda. What about two avos? Two avos could be mitzaref. What about two toldas? No, they can't be mitzaref. So there's a special chiddush that two avos could be mitzaref, so that's not even part of this conversation. But when it comes to an av and a tolda, or a tolda with a tolda, al zen nemar, Sida Hechel is a tolda of Beheres, and Krum Habetza is a tolda of Se'es. Now, the setup of the hard part of the daf is going to be a Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the great Tana, had said. Now, where he said this is not even clear. The Gemara is going to have a little bit of an avodah trying to figure out, where did Rabbi Akiva say this? Usually, Tanu Rabbanon, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva, Ashreich, right? You have all the Rabbi Akivas that we know about. Those are Mefurish. Rabbi Akiva said it, so we know he said it. This Rabbi Akiva, part of the avoid of the daf, is going to be trying to figure out who, when, what, where did Rabbi Akiva actually say this. But kach mikublani mideis aviyava, that Rabbi Akiva said, that when it comes to different negam being mitzarev to the shir gris, the only time two negam can be mitzarev is if they're one shade off of each other. If, however, they're two shades off of each other, then it won't be able to be mitzarev. Which, b'muscharishin, sounds like, if you were going to rank, again, the colors of white, which we did, shelik, tzemer, sida, hechol, and kruma, beit, so 1 through 4. So 1 and 2 could be mitzarev, 2 and 3 could be mitzarev, 3 and 4 could be mitzarev. But 1 and 3, no, it's off by two shades, won't be able to be mitzarev. 2 and 4 won't be able to be mitzarev. 1 and 4 certainly won't be able to be mitzarev. If that's the case, what would then emerge, l'chayra, is that Masnisin is the Leiker Rabbi Akiva. That our Mishnah is the Leiker Rabbi Akiva. Why? Where did our Mishnah contradict that? It's very simple. Because our Mishnah said that the Tolda of Beheres, which is white like snow, which is number one in our ranking, is white Kisida Hechol, which is number three. And the Tolda of Se'es, which is white like Tzemer, is an R ranking number 4, which is Kikrum Habetza. Now, if the Chashivus of an oven tolda, like we said already so many times, is only with regards to being mitzarev, and the way the of tolda relationship in the Mishnah set up is 1 and 3, 2 and 4, so he said, Meres, 1 could be mitzarev with 3 and 2 could be mitzarev with 4. Well, if that's the case, it's like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva couldn't be more clear when Rabbi Akiva laid it out, and Rabbi Akiva said that in order to be mitzarev, you can only be off by one shade, which means 1 and 2, but not 1 and 3. 2 and 3, but not 2 and 4, if the Mishnah says 1 and 3 and 2 and 4 are of toldos, so it's a meres, you can be mitzarev even if you're off by 2, and if that's the case, Masisin would l'chayra seem to be the Leik Rabbi Akiva, and really it's on that note that the daf begins. We learned in the Mishnah over there, this is the first Mishnah in Mesechtes Negam, again, an abridged version of the first Mishnah in Mesechtes Negam. Maris Negam, Mishnayim, Shein Abba. So Maris Negam are two that are four, Beheres, Azuk, Hashelik, Shni, Alok, Yisida, Heichel, Seis, Kitzem, Elavon, Shni, Alok, Ikrum, Beitzo. We know what that means. Om Rab Chanina, Rab Chanina said, Man Tana Maris Negam, who is the Tana of this Mishnah, Maris Negam? Like Rabbi Akiva, it's not like Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Akiva, because if it would be Rabbi Akiva, Kiva, the Amazul, the Maila, Mazul, the Zulam, the Mizu, being the Rabbi Akiva said that the only time the gun could be mitzarif is if it's off by one shade. In Kenti Harto Sid Hechel Mitzarif. If that's the case, there's no way for Sid HaHechel, which is number three, right, that was the Tolda Beheres, to be able to be mitzarif. Meaning it would have no one to be mitzarif with. And the Gemara reads it always. Bahadi man litzarif. Because who would it be mitzarif with? Litzarif. Bahad Beheres. Shouldn't be mitzarif with its Av, which is Beheres. It could say Stadifa Mine. No, because it's one and three, and there's one shade of white that's more white than it. What is that? The other Av, which is Se'es. L'sarfi Bahada Se'es. Maybe it should be mitzarif with the one that's Taka L'mayla Mizu, which is Se'es. But Lav Tolda Didei. It's not, it's Tolda. And that's Poshet. The significance of Av Tolda is that an Av could only be mitzarif with its Tolda. Now, if the Mishnah then suggests that Sida Hechel could be mitzarev, must be it's not like Rabbi Akiva. Because going to Rabbi Akiva, Sida Hechel has no way to be mitzarev because it has nobody to be mitzarev with. It can't be mitzarev with Beheres because it's two shades off, and it can't be mitzdarif with se'eis, it's because it's not its tolda. Now, if the Gemara sounds like it's asking the kasha in a little bit of a plunted digger way, and a little bit of a long-winded way, it's a good observation. In fact, it's Tosfos' observation. Tosfos says, if you'd asked me, I would have asked the kasha much simpler. I would have said that the Mishnah says, and really the way we set up the daf, the simplicity of how the Gemara could have asked the kasha jumps off the page. And that is, we set up the daf that Beheres' tolda is Sidah Hechel. What's the chshivas of the Avot tolda relationship regarding being mitzdarif? Rabbi Akiva said you can only be mitzdarif if it's Zulamayla Mizu. You're one shade off. This is two shades off. So checkmate. How could the Mishnah be Rabbi Akiva? So Tosfos says that's really what the Gemara is asking. But the Gemara seems to be asking it in a slightly more confusing way. Right? Who is Sidah Hechel going to be mitzdarif with? I mean, who said Sidah Hechel has to be mitzdarif? Oh, because you said it's a tolda. Okay, so you said it's a tolda Beheres, and that's the point. It can't be mitzdarif with Beheres. Why are we even addressing that Sidah Hechel can't be mitzdarif with Se'ez, because it's not its tolda? Here, it's true, but like, why are we even going there? If there's a simple way to ask the kasha, why ask the kasha in a more confusing way? It's Tosfos kasha, ayin sham, in terms of what Tosfos Teretz is. But either way, the Gemara says, Masis and Leikra B'Kiva, why? Let's go with Tosfos' Nusach. Very simple, because in the Mishnah it's Mavur that Sidah Hechel is a tolda of Beheres, and it's off by two shades. According to Rabbi Akiva, the only time it can be mitzdarif is if it's Zulamayla Mizu and Zulamayla Mizu. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, Eibazai. If the Gemara is proving that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, and it sounds very compelling, why did the Mishnah only prove that, why did the Gemara only prove that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva from Sidah Hechel? It's a very, very good proof. But l'chayr, we could have equally as proven it from Krum HaBeitza, right? It's the same exact cheshbon. What's Krum HaBeitza? Krum HaBeitza is number four. It's the tolda of Se'ez. Its tolda is number two on the ranking. The Mishnah says it's an av tolda relation between two and four, meaning two and four are going to be mitzdarif. So like Rabbi Akiva is going to Rabbi Akiva, could only be mitzdarif if it's off by one shade. So the Gemara's kasha now of Ihachi is just a kasha on the maksha. Meaning, you're telling me, Masnisin, the late Rabbi Kiva, why? Because of Sidah Hechel. Faith, the Gemara, why are you only proving it from Sidah Hechel? You could prove it from Krum Beitza as well. Yochi Krum Beitza Nami, right? The same exact cheshbon. And you could ask it in the Faplonted way if you prefer to, which clearly the Gemara does. Bahadi man litzarfe, who exactly is Krum Beitza going to be mitzarf? Litzarfe, Bahadi says, should it be mitzarf with its Av, which is says, well, Yikusid de Adif Mine, right? It's two and four. You have three, which is Kesidah Hechel that's getting in between. The Hadith Sid should it be mitzarif with Sid la bar minehu, right? Because Sid is a tolda of Beheres and Krum HaBeitza is a tolda of Se'ez, so they come from two different families. They can't come together. So again, what's the Gemara's kasha? We started Amar Rab Chanina man tana maris nagam to like Rabbi Akiva. How does he know it's like Rabbi Akiva? Because Sid haHechel teichiach. I have no way to make Sid haHechel in this Mishnah work. Simple nusach, more complicated nusach. At the end of the day, Sid haHechel is where we're going to stub our toe if we're trying to make Rabbi Akiva work in our Mishnah. Freak the Gemara, why are you only muching with Sid haHechel? L'chayrat, Sid haHechel is a problem. Krum HaBeitza is also a problem. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Hi, Bishlema, B'loi Sid haHechel, Bishlema. Had the Mishnah not said a word about Sid haHechel, meaning if that wouldn't have been an issue, Krum HaBeitza like Kasha, then Krum HaBeitza itself wouldn't have been a Kasha. Why? Because the Afal got the Krum HaBeitza mitatoi. Even though it's true, Krum HaBeitza is number four, and it's tatoi de Se'ez, meaning it's tolda, but two removed from Se'ez. Abarachmana Amar, it says in the Torah, Velisa Eis, Velisa Pachas. And we learn from there, Snapachas Tvela Se'ez, that it is a tolda and it's tuffle to Se'ez, and Afal Gav, the Manchas Aminei Tuva. And even though it's far removed, still it's going to be able to be mistarf. El Sidah Hechel Kasha, but as it relates to Sidah Hechel, that's already Akasha, El Machvarta, must be Masis Loik Rabbi Akiva, and it's Loik Rabbi Akiva not from Krum HaBeitza, but rather it's the Loik Rabbi Akiva from Sidah Hechel. So what just happened? Again, the kasha is that just like you have a raya from Sidah Hechel, Masis, and Lake Rabbi Akiva, you have an equal raya from Krum HaBeitza also that the Mishnah is Lake Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says not true. There's a nafka mina between the relationship between Baheres and Itztalda versus the relationship between Tzemer and Itztalda. And then Nafkemina comes from understanding one pasuk in the Torah. It says in the Torah, V'lase'es V'lasapachas. Now, that word sapachas, even though it sounds like a nega, it's not a nega, right? Baheres is a nega, Tse'es is a nega. Those are the two negam that I mentioned before in the Torah. It says the word sapachas many times in Parshas Tazria. It's true. The word sapachas, the Gemara is going to say, later in the sugya, is milosh and nisfach. What's a nisfach? Right? It's an attachment. It's an addendum. It's annexed, right? That's what it means. So sapachas means that there's a nega which chepezichtsu to se'es, or in the vernacular is a tolda. In fact, the makar that is toldos as it relates to negon is from that word sapachas. But here's the point. The Torah mentioned v'lase'es for the sapachas. I mean that the Torah mentioned v'lase'es for the sapachas. The Torah specifically said that se'es has a nisfach, se'es has a tolda. So if the Torah said that it has a tolda, and we know that the tolda is krum ha-beitza, so if krum ha-beitza is the tolda that the Torah is referring to when it says v'lase'es v'lasapachas, it has to be that it's going to be mitzdarif, even though it's off by two shades. And the reason is because otherwise, l'may inyan is considered an oven a tolda. Right? The same beer that we said in the Mishnah, that is the premise of the entire sugya, that the of tolda relationship has to be l'inyan being mitzdarif. Well, if the Torah says v'lase'es v'lasapachas, and you see clearly that there's a tolda, that means it's going to have to be mitzdarif. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that even though Rabbi Akiva said zulamayla vizu vizulamayla mizu, he's going to have to concede that there's one exception to the rule. And the exception to the rule is going to be v'lase'es v'lasapachas, because it's a pasuk in the Torah. And if that's the case, 2 and 4, even though they're off by two shades, afilu hachi, they're going to be mitzdar. And that's why the Gemara never asked Masis and the late Rabbi Akiva from Krum HaBeitza being Shni Allah to Se'es. Because Gemara understands that that of tolda relationship is etched in stone. It's a pasuk in the Torah. You can't negotiate that of and tolda relationship. What is negotiable is the Baheres and the Tzidahecho, because that's not mefurish anywhere in the Torah. And being that that's not mefurish anywhere in the Torah, the Gemara is tining that l'chayra, the way Rabbi Akiva set up his zulamayla mizuva, zulamayla mizu, l'chayra, Baheres should not be able to be mitzdarif with Tzidahecho. And if Baheres is not mitzdarif with Tzidahecho, and the Mishnah says that it's an oven tolda, which means it is mitzdarif with Tzidahecho, must be that Masnisen is the late Rabbi Akiva. Just to explain this one drop better. There's a lot of Rashis here, and it's kedai if you really want to go through this sugya, to go through these Rashis, and then for like super duper extra credit, even go through the Tosfos. But just one Rashi, I think we do have to speak out, and that is, the Gemara Namud Beis is going to bring a limud, how you know that Tzidahecho is a tolda of Baheres, and how you know that Krum HaBeitza is a tolda of Se'es. One limud is going to be Gzeira Shava, another limud is going to be that the pasuk says V'la Se'es V'la Sapachas V'la Baheres, and the Gemara is going to say that the way you darsh in the word V'la Sapachas is Zilhachi V'Zilhachi. So Sapachas is going back on Se'es, it's also going forward on Baheres. But either way, either through Gzeira Shava or Mamish, just based on the way the Gemara is going to slice and dice the words of the pasuk, the Torah is saying that Se'es has a tolda, and the Torah is saying that Baheres also has a tolda. And if that's the case, l'chayra, where's the hichacha that Masis and Lake Rabbi Kiva? You're telling me there's no raya from Krum HaBeitza. Why is there no raya from Krum HaBeitza? Because it says v'l'se'es v'l'sapachas. It's mefurish in the Torah that they're enough tolda. So if it's mefurish in the Torah that they're enough tolda, must be that it's darif, even though they're off by two shades. Well, guess what? It's also mefurish in the Torah that Baheres has a tolda. If there's two ways you can make that mefurish, either via Gzeira Shava or via the Limud. Well, so if that's the case, let the Mishnah be Rabbi Akiva. And Enochanami, Baheres will be mitzdarif with Tzidahechol, even though it's 1 and 3, and even though it's off by two shades, but it's mefurish in the Torah. Meaning, just like Krum HaBeitza doesn't bother you because it says v'laseis v'lasapachas. Well, if that's the case, Tzidahechol shouldn't bother you either because it says v'lasapachas v'la Baheres. Asoifek Rashi. So Rashi says, and Cheshbon, it's an excellent kasha. In Cheshbon, it's checkmate. It's tyufta de Reb Chanina tyufta. That's really the way it should be in Cheshbon. But Rashi says, if that would be shittas Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Akiva is not saying anything. Because then where is it negei azula maila mizu vazula maila mizu? It's not negei anywhere. Because what would emerge then is that one and two can be mitzdarif. That's good, because that we said is a teres kainim. It says v'hoya, we know one and two, the two others have the ability to be mitzdarif. Two and three will not be able to be mitzdarif. The reason two and three won't be able to be mitzdarif is because three is a tolda of one, right? Two is seis, that's the second av. Three, which in Siddha Hechel, is really a tolda of a heres, and an av and a tolda from two different families, can mishlech. They won't be able to be mitzdarif. Three and four is also not going to be able to be mitzdarif. Why not? Because three is a tolda of a heres, and four is a tolda of seis. Which basically means that the whole Zula Maila Mizuv, Zula Maila Mizuv is never going to play itself out. Which basically means Rabbi Akiva is going to be the Mishnah. But Rabbi Akiva is Nechabim Mechadish something. He said Zula Maila Mizuv, Zula Maila Mizuv. Where was it Negeya? What? It was Negeya 1 and 2? 1 and 2 is anyways Mitzarev. Everybody else 1 and 2 is Mitzarev. So where's it Negeya, Rabbi Akiva, Zula Maila Mizuv, Zula Maila Mizuv? It can't be, it is impossible, that Rabbi Akiva should hold that 1 and 3 and 2 and 4 have this Av Tolda the relationship, because if that's the case, where is it going to be Zula Maila Mizuv, the Zula Maila Mizuv? Must be that Rabbi Akiva holds. Why? Okay, so here's a good question. So what's the Oisfer? So Rashi says that the Oisfer must be that Rabbi Akiva holds that 3 and 4 are both tolders of 2. That being that the Torah said, V'laseis v'lesapachas, so it sounds like the sapachas is on the seis, and both tolders that Chazal have a Mesorah on are referring to seis, so Psi 3 and Psi 4 are both tolders really of 2. It says afterwards Beheres. Yeah, it says afterwards Beheres. I think Xer Shal. Kibbutz doesn't hold it Xer Shal. So at the end of the day, the two toldis are toldis of number 2. Well, if that's the case, then it works. The Zula Maila Mizuva, Zula Maila Mizuva is Kimin Chaymer. Because 1 and 2 are Mitzdarif, the others are always Mitzdarif. 2 is Mitzdarif with 3, because 3 is a tolda of 2. 3 is Mitzdarif with 4, because they're both toldis of 2. It's all the same family. Same family. We could all sit together and enjoy a Yontif meal, right? Because it's all one big happy family. But the point is that from the fact that Rabbi Akiva said, Zula Maila Mizuva, Zula Maila Mizuva, we knew right away that it's impossible for it to shtim 100% with the Mishnah. Now, is the kasha, right, this is the last cage, is the kasha going to be Masis Leik Rabbi Akiva from 1 and 3, or is the kasha going to be Masis Leik Rabbi Akiva from 2 and 4? So that, the Gemara says, for sure Seis has a tolda. Right, that's not negotiable that Seis has a tolda. Because it says, v'le Seis v'le Sabachas. You want to know if Beheres has a tolda. Chamo Beheres has a tolda, and a chinami. Rabbi Akiva can't hold that because of the cheshbon we just made. Must be, everything is a tolda of Seis. But the bottom line is, that being that 4 is for sure a tolda of seis, right? Everybody holds 4 as a tolda of seis. So that's for sure going to be off the table. The question was whether 3 is a tolda of 1, 3 is a tolda of 2. In the world, Rabbi Akiva, 3 has no choice but to be a tolda of 2. The bottom line is, this is the way it plays itself out. So let's just make a little bit of a recap. Not the recap of the Cheshbon, just where we are right now. The Hauptman doing the Welt. And that is, so we have Maris Negoim Shnayin Sheheim Arba. There's 4 types of these Negoim. And there's an av-tolda relationship that play themselves out within these 4 types of Negoim. Additionally, there's an idea that these Maris Negoim have the ability to be mitzdarif. So if the shear is a gris, you don't have to have a gris of one nega. You could take a half a gris of this, a half a gris of that, and together you'll be able to make a shear. The machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, and the Stam Mishnah of Maris Negoim is how exactly the tziruf would play itself out. According to the Stam Mishnah, the way that tziruf would play itself out is one can be mitzdarif with 2, that's a teres kainim, one can be mitzdarif with 3, and 2 can be mitzdarif with 4. Va'alzen nemar, the Mishnah, that baheres azak hashelig, which is 1, shnila, it's told as kesida hechel, which is 3, and haseis ketzem alavon, which is number 2, and shnila, it's told as krumbeitza, which is number 4. According to Rabbi Akiva, that's not the way the tziruf plays itself out. The way the tziruf plays itself out, according to Rabbi Akiva, is it's always zula maila mizuv, zula maila mizuv. One's mitzarif for 2, 2's mitzarif for 3, 3's mitzarif with 4, and by the way, just one extra knach that came out in the Gemara, 2 is also mitzarif with 4. Now, how the Chachamim get to their shita, Rabbi Akiva get to their shita, that's where it gets a little bit more confusing. But really, b'shrashay, what it boils down to is, what is the of tolda relationship? According to Rabbi Akiva, 3 and 4, which are the two toldas, are both toldas of Se'es, which is number 2. Whereas, according to the Chachamim, 3 is Shniyalot to Baharis, which is Azaka Shalak, that is a Tolda of 1. And 4, only 4, is a Tolda of 2. Either way, that was the first part of the daf. The second part of the daf, there's a third part too, but the second part of the daf, the first, by the way, and hardest part of the daf, is going to try to figure out that where is Rabbi Akiva. So we said this is not like an offener Rabbi Akiva anyway. So we gotta like dig and we have to try to uncover and be megala exactly where Rabbi Akiva said this halach. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Akiva zulamayla mizu. When did Rabbi Akiva say zulamayla mizu? So he never said it mefurish, right? He never said it rochel bitcha aktan. But somewhere in a Rabbi Akiva, in the world of Nagan, this is implied. And the question is, where is it? Maybe it's from the following Bryce. And this Bryce is a Tosefta in the first parak of Masechtas Nagan. Rabbi Yossi said, Sha'al Yehoshua benoy shel Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yossi is recounting a halachic exchange that Rabbi Akiva's son, whose name is Yehoshua, had together with his great father. Now, who's Yehoshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva? So Rashi very mysteriously says, it's the Tana, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Now, if it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Akiva, so why was he known as Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? So Rashi, again, very mysteriously says, it's because Rabbi Akiva was a Koreach, and because he was a Koreach, his son Rabbi Yeshua was known as Yeshua, the son of the Karcha, which is a pli atzuma. Rabbi Akiva is the Gadol Ador. Rabbi Akiva is Nun Sharei Bina, and we're referring to Rabbi Akiva as the Karcha. It's Taka Pella, but not for today. But the bottom line is, so Rabbi Yossi said, Shol Yehoshua b'no Yeshua Rabbi Akiva, may Rabbi Akiva, may ma amru, maris negoim shnei shen arba. Why did the Mishnah say, maris negoim Shnayim Shehein Arba? Now, what exactly was bothering Yehoshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva? So if you look at Rashi, and Tosfos says the same thing, what was bothering him was, why do we have to have all these names? I mean, why do we have to make it so confusing? Shelek, Tzemer, Sidahechol, Krum HaBeitza, right? Why do we need this whole Arichos? Amalei told him, Lav Mayoimro. He says, what do you mean? We have to know the four shades. So of course, Chazal had to give us the shades. So Yeshua told Rabbi Akiva, no, Yoimro, what Chazal should have said was, Mikrum Beitza, Ulamai Latame. Meaning, what's the weakest of the four shades? It's Krum Beitza. That's number 4. Anything whiter than that is going to be white. So why do I have to mention Shelek Tzemes the Hechel Krum Beitza? Just say me Krum Beitza or Maida. Amalei Rabbi Akiva told him, I'll tell you why we mentioned the 4. Loimesh Shem Itzdarfim Zenza. The reason we mentioned the 4 is that you should know there's a concept of a Tziruf. So you have to mention the 4 to know the idea of Tziruf. But Amalei, so he told him, Yomim Krum Beitza or Maida Tomei Umitzdarfim Zenza. Okay, so if there's a concept of Tziruf, just say the Mitzdarf. Well, you have to mention the 4 names to tell me that there's a Tziruf. Amalei, so he told him, Loimel Lucha, I'll tell you why we mentioned them, because we want the Olam to know that Kol Koyin she'enei baki behen ubish moisem enei royas hanagam. Who was the Roya Nagan? Right, if somebody had a neg, they didn't go to a dermatologist, he used to go to a Koyin, right? That's what the person used to do. Now, that Koyin had to be a baki. Right, just like you have a concept that a dayan that's not your day, but tiv gittin v'kedushin lo yehei lo yeisik imohen, so too when it comes to negoim, there's such a cloud. Kol koyin she'eni baki behemim b'shmoy sam, eni royas ha'negoim. It's a certain proficiency in the world of negoim that the koyin just had to have in order for him to be able to be the judge and jury when it comes to determining if the negas tame, if the negas tar. So the reason we mentioned all the names is to show that, yeah, it matters. Now, what does it matter? We could have said it in an easy way, but it's part of the proficiency. You have to be a baki nifla in order to be able to do this. Either way, this is an exchange, seemingly an innocent exchange, that Rabbi Akiva has with his son, who Rashi refers to as Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, as it relates to laws of Negah. Now, the Gemara is going to make one diak in the way Yehoshua was talking to his father, Rabbi Akiva, and from there, the Gemara is going to try to spot Rabbi Akiva must have held that the way the Tziruf works is Nula Maila Mizu, Vizula Maila Mizu. Why? Because when Rabbi Akiva told Yeshua in the Shakla V'Tayr that the reason we mentioned the names was Loimesh Emitztar from Zemze, it's Negei the laws of Tziruf. Amaloisa, what did he tell him? V'yoimru Mikrum Beitza Ulamayla. He should have said, oh, it's only Negei Tziruf, so just say Mikrum Beitza Ulamayla, everything is Mitztarif. Now, is that so poshut? Mikrum Beitza Ulamayla, everything is Mitztarif? Right, if you learn the first Mishnah in Negayim, that's not simple at all. One's mitzdarif with three, and two is mitzdarif with four. You can't just say, Mikrum Beitzel Amaylo, everything is mitzdarif, because everything is not mitzdarif. In fact, what you would have to say is, you would have to say, Mikrum Beitzel Ulamaylo, what's the Lamaylo? Number two could be mitzdarif, and then you would have to go right to me, Sida Heichel and Lamaylo Mimenu, which is number one, would also be able to be mitzdarif. But you can't just, in Ein Shis, say, Mikrum Beitzel Lamaylo, everything is mitzdarif. Unless, let's just speak it out, Balpeh, unless Rabbi Akiva has a whole different mahalach of how the tziruf works. Maybe Rabbi Akiva is not true. Everything is mitzdarif. It's just ulamayla mizuv. It's ulamayla mizuv. And that's exactly what Yeshua is telling Rabbi Akiva. Just say mikrum beitzu ulamayla. It's not two tracks of tziruf. It's one track. Four is mitzdarif with three. Three is mitzdarif with two. Two is mitzdarif with one. So says the Gemara in Aveinik that when Yeshua told Rabbi Akiva, v'yoymu mikrum beitzu ulamayla, tameu mitzdarifim zemzeh, v'ilu misid heichol ulamayla loy kamar. He didn't say, oh, so misid heichol ulamayla umid loy yomar leif. And the fact that he didn't say that you would have to mention two tracks of tziruf. All he had was one. Shema mina must be the shmile le Rabbi Akiva the Amar Kulu lebahade es mitzdarif. He must have known from his father that his father's shita was that really everything is able to be mitzdarif as long as it's zula maila mizu vezula maila mizu. Because really, Se'es can be mitzdarif with everything. It can be mitzdarif with Baharis, right? Just the words of the Gemara. It can be mitzdarif with Baharis because it's too obvious. It can be mitzdarif with the two Taldas. But the bottom line is, everything is a Talda of Se'es, and as a result, everything can be mitzdarif with each other. But the point is that from the way that Yeshua phrased his question to Rabbi Akiva in a Shakla V'tayr to Rabbi Akiva, that's, you know, Rabbi Akiva holds Zulu Mayim Mezu, Zulu Mayim Mezu. So it's interesting, there's two interesting components of this. First of all, bringing your eye not from anything Rabbi Akiva said, it's just from the way Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, was talking to Rabbi Akiva. So that in and of itself is interesting, and also it's just from the way he phrased the kasha within a Shakla V'tayr that we're proving it. He didn't even say that I know the Tata holds this way. He just asked the kasha in a certain way. And the Gemara is making a very subtle diik from the way he phrased the kasha. In fact, it's so subtle that the Gemara immediately is doichen. And the Gemara says, "V'dilmus eis v'toyladeto, baheres v'toyladeto." It could be they're not all toldos of seis. That's not Rabbi Akiva Shita, and it's not zula ma'ila mizu, zula ma'ila mizu. And really, even though Yeshua, the way we have it presented in our Tosefta, is that it was asked as if just say mikrum beitzul lamayla, everything can be mitzdarif. It's not true. The way he really asked it was mikrum beitzul lamayla, it should be mitzdarif with what it could be mitzdarif with, which is, by the way, only number two. And then misida hechelul lamayla, it should be mitzdarif with the one and only thing it could be mitzdarif with, which is number one. Either way, this can't be the makar. Rabbi Akiva holds zul lamayla, mezuv zul lamayla, mezuv. So the Gemara says elamid Rabbi Chanina. It must be learned out from somewhere else and from something that Rabbi Chanina said, which stimmed, by the way, because Rabbi Chanina is the mara deshmaita, right? Om Rabbi Chanina ma dana maris nagam deloike Rabbi Akiva. But either way, says the Gemara, it's Rabbi Akiva. Om Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said de Rabbi Akiva that if you wanted to explain Shitas Rabbi Akiva, this is the way you would explain it. Now, this mushal right now, first of all, this is not a mushal with a puditz and a balagula, right? This is a different type of mushal, agav. But we'll figure that out in a second. But the mushal, the Rabbi Akiva Lamad Dava Doima that Rabbi Chanin is talking about, is coming to explain a related halacha in Maris Agam. In fact, it's the second Mishnah of Masechtas Agam. So till now, we've been working with the first Mishnah. This is working with the second Mishnah. So if the word Adamdam rings a bell, you know, it could be Masich Lefituma, you heard it on Shabbos when the Baal Kaira was doing his thing. So there's a concept of a nega that has a little bit of red in it. And, you know, if it has a little bit of red in it, it's also a Maranega that could be Tameh. Now, each one of the four Negayim, Baharis, Ace, and the two Toldos respectively, if they have red mixed in it, they're going to now all of a sudden give off a little bit of a different color, right? Because the whites are different, so when it has the Adamdom inside of it, it's going to look a little bit different as well. So Rabbi Chanina was saying over Torah from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had listed the four Maris Negoim that have Adamdom inside of them, and he had ranked them in an order, and this is the punchline in terms of understanding the Gemara. It's a two-word Rashi. The chashivas of the order that Rabbi Akiva was setting out for was Rashi Seyde Tzirufa, as it relates to being Mitzar. So Rabbi Akiva is going to give you now the four Adamdom Negoyim, and he's going to give them to you in order, L'may Nafkimina, how they're Mitzar. As if to say, one will be Mitzar for two, two with three, three with four. That's the Chashivas of the Seder. Okay, either way. So the four Negoyim, and Rabbi Chanina is saying what Rabbi Akiva Shita was, with a mushroom. So mushroom, Rabbi Akiva Ma Davadoimo, Larba, Koisoy Shal Chalav, there were four cups of milk. Echo Naflu, the Toyche, Shte Tipin Shaldam. One of these cups of milk, two Tipin of Dam fell into them. Echo Naflu, Toyche, Arba Tipin Shaldam. The other one, four Tipin of Dam fell into. The Echo Naflu, Toyche, Shmoina, 1/8. Echo Naflu, Toyche, Shte Mesre, the other one's 12. Some say that it's 16. Shekula maris lovoinen. All of them are going to be white, right? Doesn't matter if it's two drops all the way to 16 drops. At the end of the day, what you're looking at is a cup of milk, right? Elosh zela ma'ilam yizeh v'zela ma'ilam yizeh. However, one is going to end up being a little bit whiter than the other, right? Because of the amount of red that's inside of it. The point is, when you have these four negam respectively, and you now throw in a little bit of a damdom, what it's going to look like is, one is going to look like the kois chalav that has two tipin, one is going to look like the kois chalav that has four, 1/8, and the other one is going to be amrila 12, the amrila 16. But either way, Rabbi Akiva said that when it comes to the negam with the adamdom, you want to know how the mitztarif in the order of whitest to least white, right? That's how it works. So the most white is mitzaref with the one that's underneath it, and then the second with the third, and the third is mitzaref with the fourth. Now, right, just to be clear, and this is stating the obvious, that when we talk about the whitest and the second and the third and the fourth, and Bekiva gives the mushal of what it's going to look like, what has the adamdom, right, which is going to be the whitest? It's the Baharis, right? Because the Baharis was the whitest lichatchila. So obviously, when it gets the adamdom, it's still going to be the whitest. So that's going to be like the kois cholov that only has two tipin of dam inside of it. Number two is going to be the seis. That's the second whitest. As a result, when it has the adamdom mixed inside of it, it's going to look like the one with four tipin. And then number three is going to be the sida hechel. That's going to look like eight. Number four is going to be krum apeit. So either 12 or it's going to be 16. Now Rabbi Akiva is talking about being mitzarif these negoyim, and he says, what's the way it's mitzarif? One and two, two and three, three and four. So what do you see clearly? You see it. Zulamai the mizuv, Zulamai the mizuv. Right, because according to the Chachamim, what would he have said? He would have had to say one with three and two with four. So here it's Mefurish. You have a Mefurish in Rabbi Akiva. Now, let's be honest, right? Beineinu. Is it Mefurish? Almost, but not. And the reason it's not 100% Mefurish is because the first Mishnah of Negam and the second Mishnah of Negam is not talking about the same thing. Now, it's eerily similar, but it's not the same thing. The first Mishnah is talking about where it's white. The second Mishnah is talking about where there's Adamdom. So you have L'chayra checkmate that Rabbi Akiva holds Zulamayin L'mizu when there's an Adamdom inside of it. But do you also have it when it's 100% white? No, similar, I hear, but not enough for the Gemara to ask a kasha. It's afraid the Gemara, hey, Mudashamal Eid Rabbi Akiva. Maybe when did Rabbi Akiva say that it's Zulamayin L'mizu? That's Bepasuch. What does Pasuch mean? It means when there's a Taruvus, when there's a little bit of Adamdom inside of it. How do you know that he holds that way? You'll tell me, what do you mean? What's the difference? Right, what should be the difference? That if he holds this way by Pasuk, then it's Mestaber that this is the way you should hold by Chaluk as well. But the Gemara says, I have a problem. Now, really, in the Niggin of the Gemara, what would the Gemara say? I know that there's a Chiluk between Pasuk and Chaluk. It's not what the Gemara says. But in the V'chi Tema, the way the Gemara counters that is, I hear, meaning it's very logical to say that there really is no difference between the Pasuk and the Chaluk. What's the difference between the Lovin and the Lovin with the Adam? But the Gemara now is going to question the entire premise, right? So it's doesn't flow as well, but Gemara is going to question the entire premise. Meaning, you're telling me, Rabbi Chanina said, "Mashal Rabbi Kiva Ma Davadoyma." I have a problem with that entire premise. Now, if we undermine the premise, then for sure we knock out the Tzushta. Meaning, if I know for sure that when it comes to the Adamdom, it's Zulamayla Zuv, Zulamayla Mizu. So then, even though there's a Havamina to be Mechalik, I'll concede that it's mistaber not to be mechalik. But the Gemara is going to knock out now the entire premise. Why? Says the Gemara. Again. If you look at that Mishnah in the beginning of Masechtas Negam, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Akiva is actually mentioned in that Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says, Adamdom Shebezeh v'Shebezeh, that the reddest of all these colors is kiyayin hamozik b'mayim. It looks like wine that is mixed together with water. Ela shel sheleg aza v'shel sid deya hemena. However, if you want to rank the shades, the shel sheleg is that's the beheres is going to be aza kisheleg, right? That's going to be a little bit whiter. And the sid, which is the next one, is going to be deya hemena. That's going to be a little bit softer. Now, it sounds a little bit from the fact that Rabbi Akiva is putting sheleg and sid next to each other. So it sounds like that le'inyan tziruf, then mitzdarif. Meaning, why is he going sheleg and then sid? It sounds like that sheleg and sid, 1 and 3, are the two related negaim when it comes to the sugya, which is really negayet tziruf. And it's probably because they're an of and a told of each other, which is really what the first Mishnah had said. Right, that was the first Mishnah. But the problem is, this is Rabbi Akiva talking. So you see clearly Rabbi Akiva holds that the tziruf is not zula maila mizu v'zula maila mizu, but rather 1 and 3, those are the ones that are going to be mitzaref. And the Gemara just speaks to that. And Issa, if you're going to tell me that according to Rabbi Akiva, zula maila mizu v'zula maila mizu, so really it's not 1 and 3. In fact, both told us, are really told us of two, that shall tsemer deyehem enemy boyele. Then really what the Mishnah should have said was, elo shall sheleg aza. Again, the nusach of the Mishnah, the nusach of the Gemara is not the same. I'm reading it from the Mishnah, not from the Gemara. But from the Mishnah, shall sheleg aza, the shall sid, not shall sid, or shall tsemer is deyehem ena. So it sounds fakir, it sounds like Rabbi Akiva must hold like the Tana of the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, Amri, enoch inami, if that's your problem, you're saying good. And by the way, the nusach that you're suggesting, Alibid Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah should have said it actually. Does say Tanya ben Ichusa. In fact, we have a Mefurish of Raisa that says, Rabbi Nosson said, Lo Yishom Rabbi Akiva shall sid deya himeno. Even though in the Mishnah it sounds like Rabbi Akiva said that shall sid deya himeno, and he put that together with shalik. Ela shall tsemer deya himeno. Really, shall tsemer deya himeno, because in the world of Tziruf, 1 and 3 are actually not Mitzarif. What is Mitzarif? It's 1 and 2, it's 2 and 3, 3 and 4. And when he said, Deya Heimena, it wasn't Shel Sid, but rather it was Shel Tsemer Deya Heimena. The bottom line is what? Rabbi Akiva holds that the sheer tziruf of the Maris Negoim is not 1 and 3 and 2 and 4, but rather it's 1 and 2, 2 and 3, 3 and 4. The Oimik HaDvarim is that 3 and 4, the Sapachases, are both toldos of Se'es. Not one is a tolda of Se'es and the other one is a tolda of Beheres. How do we know Rabbi Akiva holds that? The end of the day, it's very clear. We know Rabbi Akiva holds that from what Rabbi Akiva said by the Adamdom. Because when Rabbi Akiva was talking about the Adamdom, so then he said the way it's mitzdarif is zula maila mizu v'zula maila mizu. And Rabbi Chanina had a Messiah on this. He even said mashal to Rabbi Akiva l'mar davadayma, hol gishmaka mashal. Now it's interesting because the Mishnah Negoim actually sounds not that way. Right, so if you recap the whole sugya, we started off, where's this Rabbi Akiva? At the end of the sugya, it's almost like there's a mefurish Rabbi Akiva, not that way. Because Rabbi Akiva seems to be preaching to the choir in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis and Masechet Nesdagon. He jumps from 1 to 3, clearly regarding Tziruf. So he seems to follow the formula and the methodology that 1 and 3 are really an Av and Dalda. But the answer is Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson said in a Braisa, not that way. And really, the Girsa that we have in the Mishnah is an inappropriate Girsa. It's wrong. If that's the case, that's where we have these two shita. Zok de Gemara. Uminolun de Beheres Azos. That's the Gemara. How do you know that the Beheres is the whitest of all the Negam? Amr Abaya. Abaya said, Amakra. It says in the Pasuk, in Beheres Levono he Levono vein Achre Levono. That we learn from there that it is Levono. There's no Acheres that's Levono. There's nothing that is as white as Etan Rabban. Beheres Amuka. The Beheres is the whitest, which means it's the deepest. V'cheinu Oimer, the Pasuk says, Umareha. And if you want an analogy, it's kemare chama ha'amuka minatzel. It's like the sun whose color is deeper than the shade. So, be'enei chazal, something that's brighter is considered to be deeper. So when we describe the whiteness of a nega, we refer to it as being amoik. And whatever is going to be the most white is, by definition, going to be the most amoik. Se'es. What is se'es and why is it called se'es? Ain't se'es elagavaya. The word se'es, the etymology of the word means lifted. V'cheinu oimer, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Al kol ha'horim ha'romim, v'al kol ha'gvoyis ha'nisoyis. Right, you talk about mountains, hills, so that they're lifted. And se'es is called the
nega that's lifted because it's less deep, right? The Baharis is the most deep. The Se'es is less deep. And because it's less deep, so it's for that reason we refer to it as being lifted. Zapachas, what's that? Ain't Zapachas, Ela Tfeilo. The word Zapachas means a tofel. V'cheinu oimer, the Pasuk says, V'omar sifocheni na. That Pasuk, v'cheinu na, means the context is the Bnei Eli were given terrible, terrible clothes, and one of the Klolis was that you're going to come one day, you're going to want to have some shaykhis to what's going on in the base of you. Say, Sfacheni no, can I be like a nisfach, right? Can I tag along? Give me something. But the point is, it's milosh and nisfach, sapachas, and that's the makar to the concept of the Tolda. Ashkechon tfeilo l'seis, tfeilo b'heres b'no. So you have a makar for a tfeilo l'seis. How do you know a tfeilo b'heres? Now, what do you mean, I know a tfeilo for the seis? Because it says v'leseis v'lesapachas. How do I know a tfeilo for the b'heres? And by the way, Rabbi Kivataka holds that there is no tfeilo b'heres. But Chacham hold there is. So the question is, what's the makar to Amr Rabzeir, Rabzeir, said, Nemr l'vana b'seis, v'nemr l'vana b'heres. Says the word l'vana b'seis, it says the word l'vana b'heres. Ma l'vana amur b'seis, yesh lo tfeilo. Just like this seis has a Tolda, af l'vana amur b'heres, yesh lo Tfeilo, so to Levana that says by Beheres has a Tfeilo, so Masnisa Tana, different Makar. Hitla Kosov, the Sapachas, Bein Seis, Vila Beheres, right? Vila Seis, Vila Sapachas, Vila Beheres. So the Torah put the word Sapachas in between. Wemelchok, Shem Shiish, Tfeilo, the Seis, Kach, Tfeilo Beheres. Just like the Seis has a Tolda, so to the Beheres is going to have a Tolda as well. I just want to speak out one thing that I think is Kedai to speak out. We could have mentioned this in the Hakdama, but I think it's worth mentioning. And that is, at the end of the day, right, we ranked the four Maris Nagayim as Baharis and Se'es, the two Avos, and then you have the two Toldas, which are Sida Heichel and Kruma Beitza. Baharis is number one. Its name implies that it's number one, right? It's number one because Alzen Nama Baharis. That's what Baharis means. It's very bright or very deep. But the point is, that's the word Baharim. It's a shite. Right, that's what the word Baharis means. Se'es is number two. The word Se'es is the giveaway that it's number two. Because Se'es means it's lifted. When it's Amoik Mina'ar, it's white. That means if it's Se'es, if it's somewhat lifted, it's going to be number two. So the fact that Baharis is whiter than Se'es, you know that from the words. Baharis, the word means white, and Se'es, the word means less white. The reason that number three and four in the rankings are toldos of one and two respectively is very simple. Because as it relates to the three and four, number three is going to be the brighter of the two toldos, right? Number four is going to be the less bright of the two toldos. Whatever is brighter by definition is the Baharis. Whatever is less bright by definition is going to be the Seis. So in Cheshbon, it's poshit why three is a tolda of one and why four is a tolda of two. Now, it's only true according to Chachamim that one and two both have toldas. According to Rabbi Kiva, only two has toldas. This is a moot point. But the point is that in the world of the Chachamim, where one and two both have toldas, by definition, three is going to be a tolda of one and four is going to be a tolda of two. Because what is one? One is the brightest. Okay, so the brightest of the toldas is going to be the tolda of the brightest of the others. It just makes sense. And two is the less bright. Okay, so the less bright of the two toldas is going to be the tolda of number two. So like when we ranked it, one, two, three, four, but in terms of av tolda, it was one, three, two, four. It's part of the confusingness of the sugya, but the point is, it makes perfect logical sense that that's the way it should be, right? Because I just explain it one more way. Baharis and Se'es is not like, you know, arba avis nezikin, ashar bar mava hever. This shor means an axe, and bar means a grieve, and esh means fire, right? And mava is a machlekes rabban shmul. This is different. Baharis means brighter, Se'es means less bright. Okay, so then when you have the two toldas, and one is brighter, one is less bright, the brighter goes to the brighter, and the less bright goes to the other less bright. I mean, if you would do it the other way around, it would be weird. So it makes perfect sense that 1, 2, 3, 4, the way it relates in the Av Tolda relationship, should be 1, 3, and it should be 2, 4. Seis ketzemer lavan. So seis is how white? It's ketzemer lavan, right? That was number two. My tzemer lavan. What does white wool mean? Meaning what specifically? Amar Abibi. Amar Av Asi tzemer noki ben yoimoy shemechavnim by lamela. So it's talking about the wool of a sheep that's a ben yoim. It was literally born today. And its wool is very, very white, right? It was just born. Rashi says that the mother would lick off the tzemer of the baby, make the baby look very, very nice. And then what the farmer would do, he would immediately go and he would cover it up to maintain its whiteness. So again, not all kvosim's tsemer's white is the same, right? But the tsemer of the noki ben yoimoy shemechadnim boy lemelas, that's bimyuchad white, and that's what we're referring to. Amar Rab Chanina, moshel de rabbono lemad avadoyma. By the way, notice the symmetry of the daf. On Amud Aleph, it was Moshel de Rabbi Akiva Lamad Avad Oima. Now it's Moshel de Rabban Lamad. It's the same Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina gave a Mushel on Amud Aleph. Here he gave a different one. Now on Amud Aleph, we said this is not a Moshel with a Puritz. This is a Moshel with a Puritz. So Amud Rabbi Chanina can't make this up. Moshel de Rabban Lamad Avad Oima. Litrei Malchi, Litrei Farchi. There were two kings, and the two kings had two governors, I guess, two Puritzes. Malchoy Shalzeh, Lamaylami Malchoy Shalzeh. Meaning, if you're going to rank these four chevra, one through four, so the two kings are going to have to duel it out, right? Figure out who is more chashev than the other, but it's going to be king one, king two, and then it's going to be putitz one and putitz two, right? Governor one and governor two. But the point is, the way it's going to be set up is going to be king, king, putitz, putitz, and that's your cheshbin of one through four. Now, what's the significance of Rabbi Chanina saying, Moshel de Rabban al Madav Adoyma? It's all regarding the tziruf. Sounds like what he's saying is that king one is mitzaref with king two. King two is mitzaref with putitz one. And putitz one is mitzaref with putitz two. But afraid the Gemara, hi, snele mailem mizev zele mailem mizehu. That sounds very Rabbi Akiva to me. So what's going on over here? Elos, you have to say no. Moshel, the rabbanu lamad avadoyma, malko shelzeh is lamailo meifarcha denafshei, umaykel shelzeh lamailo meifarcha denafshei. So it's the same moshel. We're dealing with kings and with governors, right? We're working with the same exact moshel. But the way he's setting it up is, right, you have the Rebbe and his Gaba, and then the next Rebbe and his Gaba. That's the setup. So it's true, obviously. In the ranking, it's Rebbe, Rebbe, Gaba, Gaba. But in terms of the way, right, the formation is going to be set up, it's the Rebbe with his Gaba, the king with his governor, and then the next Rebbe with his Gaba, the next king with his Gaba. Rabba said, I have a different marshal. Again, what's Rabbi Chanina's marshal? Right, Trey Malchi and Trey Ifarchi. So Rabbi Abba said, I have it a little bit differently. Could go Malka, he's the king. The Al-Kafta, see, he's the number two in command, right? He's like the vice president. Rufila, he's number three. He's the secretary of state. Uresh Kalusa, and he's number four. I don't know, secretary of defense. But whatever it is. So this is the ranking of how it works one through four. But the Gemara has the same kasha. What's going on here? Hi, Zela, Maila, Mizel. You just ranked it one through four. One through four is not the tziruf. That should be Akira's tziruf. Of Zula, Maila, Mizu, Zula, Maila, Mizu. Right? That's not, that's one and three and two and four. Marcy's you're right. Elke goy malka verufila ve'alkafta v'reish kalusa. So it seems that the rufila was somehow subservient to the melech, and the reish kalusa was subservient to the alkafta. So they have this like Rebbe Gaba relationship. And by the way, if you look at Rashi, the way Rashi sets it up is like if they were walking together, how would they walk? So, right, the Rebbe would walk and he would have his Gaba behind him, and the next Rebbe would have his Gaba behind him. So even though it's true, it's really Rebbe, Rebbe, Gaba, Gaba, but in the formation, it's going to be in this way, and that's the moshel of the way it works out according to the Rabbana. Rava, my Rava said a different moshel. All may Indian, they all involve a put. It's amazing. But may Indian, in your vice Indian, he said it's Kagoin Shvar Malka the Kesar. So the Shvar Malka, he was the Persian king. The Kesar was the Melech of Roimi, and each one of them would have their person that comes along with them, and that would be the cheshmin of how this would work itself out. So again, you would have Shvar Malka and his person, and then you would have the Kesar of Roimi and his person. So Rapapa asked Rava, I'm just curious, like as it relates to Shvar Malka and Kesar, you know, if we're already ranking prime ministers, so like what's the cheshmin? Who's one? Who's two? Amalei. So Rava told Rapapa, what? But you've been eating in a forest, or literally, right? You've been living in a forest, right? Don't you know who's more? You're not sure who's more powerful? Like who has a bigger nuclear arsenal, if it's the Shvar Malka or it's the Kesar of Roimi, Pukhazi, Tividaman Sagi Ba'omo. He says, go out into the world and go see who's more impressive. And by the way, he didn't just say go out in the world, right? Of course not. What he said was the Chsiv, learn Nach. It's a pasuk in Daniel. So when Daniel has all his Maris and his Chazioinus and he sees about all the future Melachim that are one day going to chapter with the Yidden. So when he comes to Edom, when he comes to Roimi, so the pasuk says, Vesechel Kol Aro, Ustushina v'satkina. Right, they're going to mamish plow through the entire world and they're going to destroy everything. So V'amir Rabbi Yochanan said, you know, he was referring to Zurai Michayevesh Tiviyatz b'chaloyim kumloy. So the bottom line is, what he told him was that at the end of the day, there's no question that Roimi is the more impressive. So again, it's Shvar Malka and his guy, Kesar and his guy, and you want to know who's the Baheres and who's the Se'es, right? They're both Negoyim, but you want to know who's which Nega. Roimi is the Nega of Baheres, and Paras is the Nega of Se'es. Ravina Omar. Ravina said, I'll tell you even a better mashal. Right, you have to know, by the way, Pasha Pshat on all these mashalim. But Ravina said, I'll tell you even a better mashal. Kagoyim Glimo Ta'amar. See, if you have a brand new piece of clothing that's made of tzemer, right? It looks very, very nice. You have a nice white wool something. The shachke. And then if you have one that's already worn out, so that's going to be number two. Stino de kisna. If you have a sadin that's made out of pishton, right? The shachke. And then you have another one that's worn out. The point is that the tzemer is going to be whiter than the pishton. But the worn-out semer is going to be number three, and the worn-out pishton is going to be number four. So, Moshav Rabbi Kiva, Ma'adavadayma, you take the two semers, and you have them next to each other, and then you take the two pishtons, and you have them next to each other, and that's the way the mitzvah. Now, you want to know, in terms of whiteness, it's one and three, two and four, because the worn-out semer, even though semer itself is whiter than the pishton, but the worn-out semer is less white than the pishton. Either way, Hadron Allah. 7.5 years. No, Hadron Allah. This daf over here, Shfu is davav, Shkeferlach, right? Maybe you see why Rabbi Akiva was learning Agada and not learning the Gavahalas. But either way, Hadron Allah, Shfu is davav, Bezer Hashem, tomorrow we return to our regular program. Very easy, Yediyah Satunma, Carbon Oil of Yairet. And we're going to stop here. There's some raid that we're leaving on the table. We'll save this for tomorrow. Mitzvah.